But right now, joining us in studio to help us get into the Word of God, Joy Hester with us this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good.
Well, we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
Awesome. Today, I want to continue on what we've been talking about all week long, which is prayer. And we talked about Lectio Divina and praying God's scripture. And today, I just want to talk about just the importance of declaring the word of God over your life. There's a familiar scripture that most of us know in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. I'm going to read it in the NIV. It says, "For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." In the KJV, it says that it's a two-edged sword. And I have my awesome devotional here with me today that if you guys are not hip to, you need to get hip to it. It is Sparkling Gems from the Greek by Rick Rayner. So he breaks down Greek words in one verse of the New Testament and really helps that verse become alive. And when I first read this years ago, it just really stuck with me because that word two-edged sword actually has a really odd meaning in the Greek. I'm not even going to try to pronounce the Greek word, but what it means is two mouth. Isn't that weird? Two mouth. And what it pictures, if you will, if you can remember when John had this revelation, the book of Revelation, and Jesus is coming back. When he's coming back, there's a sword that's actually coming out of his mouth. And the word of God is the sword of the spirit that Paul talks about with the full armor in Ephesians 6. And so when you think two mouth, what does that mean? Well, in the Greek, what that means is that the word of God originates, obviously, with God, right? And so it comes from God first, but then as we hear it and receive it, it goes into our heart. You know, that was the whole study of Lectio Divina yesterday, just really reading the word of God slowly and letting it go down deep into our heart is a living word. And so as we receive the word, it goes into our heart. And then as it goes into our heart, we have this opportunity to declare it from our mouth. That makes it a double-edged sword. That makes it two mouth. That's the rhema word of God. If you've ever been in a situation where you've been tempted by the enemy and God just shows up and gives you a word, for instance, like Jesus went through in Matthew chapter 4 when he was in the desert and the enemy came to tempt him and told him, hey, if you're hungry, you know, after fasting for 40 days, I mean, who wouldn't be? If you're hungry, turn this stone into bread. And Jesus had the rhema word, the right now, on time, two mouth, double-edged sword. And he said, man does not live on bread alone, but from every word that comes from the mouth of God. He quoted an Old Testament scripture. And I just want to end with a short testimony. Several years ago, my mom was battling cancer and she received a word that this disease is not going to lead on to death. And for my mom, who is more of a realist, I mean, she was pretty much planning her funeral. She's a realist. I call her a pessimistic person, but she says, no, I'm a realist. So, but she received that word when someone gave it to her. She received the word with faith. It was God's word, and then she put it in her heart, and then she started declaring it out of her mouth. Now, for my mom, like I said, if you really were as a realist, that meant something. And so she started declaring that scripture and that word over her, and she's been cancer-free now for several years, and God really did truly do a miracle in her life there. Friends, if you're going through something, rather it's something super hard, like fighting a disease, maybe it's you're going through something in your marriage, maybe students, you're going through some time of prayer pressure or temptation, or you're just wavering in your faith, receive the word of God as it is a double-edged sword or a two-mouth sword. Receive his word, let it penetrate your heart, and then speak it out of your mouth. Do not be afraid, do not be ashamed to speak the word of God, because I'm telling you, when you release that word, that's when the power comes. So friends, I just want to encourage you, pray the word of God today. Declare and decree that God is real and he's active and his word is real and active and it's alive today and just as powerful today as it was 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, a couple thousand years ago, okay? Declare his word today.
God bless. Hey, would you go and pray for our listeners, Joy?
Would love to. Heavenly Father, you are so good. Lord, I thank you that your word is a double-edged sword. I thank you, Lord God, that your word is a quickened word. It's a right now, on time, now word. We need that, Lord, in our lives so that we can hold on to your promises. We can hold on to your truth. God, I thank you today that you would give students boldness all around this area, Lord God, that you would give them boldness, not just to pray at the flagpole this morning, but to live their lives life of faith throughout the school day and throughout their life. God, I thank you that you are raising up a generation of students that's not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of salvation for everyone who believes. Lord, I pray you would quicken them with your word today, that you would quicken parents, you would quicken adults as they go to their job with the word of God, that it would just rest in their hearts, and Lord, that when the opportunity comes for them to declare it from their mouth, that they would do so with boldness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Joy Hester joining us from Vision Ministries. Tell us about Vision Ministries.
Awesome. Vision is one church, two locations. Our mission is to the hope of Jesus to everyone we come across. Our first location, our original location that we started about 13 years ago, is located in the old south end of Toledo on South End Broadway. And there's that location is kind of known, I guess, for our Vision Kitchen and our several outreaches that we do throughout the year, ministering to low-income people that live in the community. And then we started another location, totally different demographic, in Waterville, Ohio. We're in the Waterville Township now. We just received a new building that we're meeting in, which is, we've been there for a couple years, so this has just been a godsend. The address is 7410 Noward. We have a call in our lives to reach the lost and to raise up ministers, and so it's just been an awesome journey these last 13 years or so. www.vision.today.
And excellent. That's where people can go to get just general information about the church as well?
Yes, you can get all the stuff.
All right.
Joy, thanks so much for being in with us this morning.
All right, thank you.